ticket!
It's a ticket flashback. 10 years of ticket history, brought to you by Tanqueray 10 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
1996. For the second time in only 3 years on the air, The Ticket starts the year by covering a Super Bowl title for the Cowboys. Dallas earning championship number 5 in a 27-17 win over the Steelers. The Cowboys did suffer one memorable free agent loss that spring as Dixon Edwards signs with the Vikings. He comes on to talk to the hardline about it, and thus the You Know contest was born. The Mavericks wrap up their sixth straight season without a playoff appearance, which brings about the end of Dick Motta's second tour as Mavs coach. In the summer of 96, the failed Jim Clemens experiment begins, and it results in the downfall of the three J's as Jason Kidd is traded to Phoenix on December 26. The Stars have their problems as well, missing the playoffs for the first time in Dallas. 1996 features a fantastic midseason coaching change, however, as Bob Gainey steps down and replaces himself with the great Ken Hitchcock. It was a season to remember for the Rangers as they finally end 25 years of misery by winning their first AL West title and making their maiden voyage to the playoffs. Texas opening the postseason with a win at Yankee Stadium, but the excitement is short-lived as New York takes the next three on their way to a World Series title. There were a few lineup changes at the Ticket beginning in March when Jimmy the St. Christopher comes on board the Ticker staff. He replaces Mark Folliwell, who left to repair phones for GTE, but Kickball Head couldn't stand it and was back in less than 2 months, stabbing the long-forgotten Gary Daniels in the back. In late November, the hardline finally lands in their rightful place, swapping time slots with Chuck Cooperstein to take over afternoon drive. We were all just thankful to have jobs at the Ticket after the Susquehanna Nation purchases the station in May. However, it winds up being the best thing to ever happen to us. The catchphrase of the year was probably "Show me the money" from the movie Jerry Maguire, and we were all saddened by the loss of the great George Burns. It all happened in the third year of the Ticket, 1996.
Coming up again at 2:50, it's another Ticket flashback to the year 1997. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is 10. You say it's your birthday. It's our birthday, too. Live from the Hard Rock Cafe and brought to you by Miller Lite, Dodge, Tanqueray, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 1:58 right now, and Grego, we are wrapping up for today, man. For now, anyway. Well, we were stealing money early, weren't
that
we?
Was 11 to 2? 11 to 2 was the greatest shift in the history of radio.
Now, this, of course, the great Gordo, who joins us out here, along with those who muse so very gently, Giorgio, Junior. Hi, boys.
Hey, how's it going?
Happy 10th birthday to you all.
Happy 10th to you,
Ron. Happy 10th to you, Ron. Thanks for calling us about 10 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
Asking us to come on board.
Wouldn't have done it without you.
We would not have done it without you.
At 5, when we do the roundtables, I'll tell everybody the story of the beer we had at Bennigan's.
All right.
Across from the ballpark. Yeah.
Was it Fridays? Yeah, it was Fridays. Yes. When I first told Junior that this was in the works and I wanted him in on it. So we'll get into that.
I don't know in what capacity.
Wasn't I absent that night?
Yes. Yeah.
You were bartending that night, or you would have been on that conversation, too.
And then Junior called me and told me, he goes, man, Ryder needs to talk to you about what? He just needs to talk to him.
Well, tell me. And he wouldn't tell me.
Swordfish.
He told me not to tell.
You told Craig before you told Grego?
Only because Grego wasn't there. I'd have told them both at the same time.
It was a night at the back of the bus at the old Arlington Stadium.
Yes.
And normally all three of us were there, but Grego was gone.
So the game was rained out. So Junior,
that's right.
So Junior and I wound up going. I told him, let's go to TGI Fridays. I got something I need to talk to you about.
To kind of get a sixer and mess around.
And so we went over there. I talked to him, and then we went out and parked and did.
Pulled around George? The back of your Volvo.
What about poor Georgie?
I wasn't covering games.
That's what we're going to get into later on because, we were talking. Of course we wanted George to come there.
Did you?
Yes. We wanted him on board, but we didn't think there would be any way.
We didn't think we could get him. His situation was a little different.
We got to get Doo-Doo Neck, man. Got to get him.
I don't think anyone ever said that.
Never heard that name before.
Maybe we ought to go mic off for the next 3 hours. What do you think about that?
So you're telling Junior about the Ticket. Did it have the name The Ticket yet?
No.
I don't want to get too much into detail.
Okay.
As I said, we'll tell the story at 5. And Grego's taking buttery nipple orders at some bar that he worked at.
Were you at Sam's?
I would have been at Sam's.
Yeah.
Over in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
What you got there, Ryan? Yeah.
I don't know. Let's open it up.
Is it a present? Who's it from?
It's ticking. Is that weird?
It might be a bomb.
That's very weird.
Might be anthrax.
Maybe it's one of those collar pipe bombs.
I know it's providing us with a lot of good bubble wrap here, and I do like that.
It smells like wood.
Gosh, I remember when Ryan used to bring in bubble wrap.
Still does?
Yes.
Still do. Oh, look at this.
I haven't seen Reiner in a few years. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
The ticket wood carving here.
Wow. I like wood carvings, Gordo.
Yes, I'm a big fan of wood carvings.
Hey, that looks pretty
good. Well,
here
is a ticket established 1994.
Well, that's cool.
That's wood carving.
It's really cool.
And you know what's great?
Did you do this yourself, dude? Did you do this?
Man, that is great.
Very nice. That fellow right down there did this.
All you people who like it, it'll be on eBay in an hour and a half, so you got a chance to bid on it.
That's cool. It looks like it should go above Grego's bar when he opens it up.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea.
Yep, not a bad idea.
Ticket bar.
Well.
All right, well, we will give away to Dunham and Miller for the next 3 hours, and then we will all be back here at 5 o'clock.
Well, this is like old times, man.
I know.
We didn't have mix and mingles back then, though.
No, we didn't have enough microphones to do crosstalk.
Right. No, we really didn't.
Right. All right, Dunham and Miller, coming up next, we will be back here at 5 to participate in the roundtables, another 10th birthday chicanery. So until then, you boys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks, Gordon.
This is The Ticket. KGTK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger.